families are discovering Utah's outdoors together through rentals or modified side-by-side vehicles. We're looking at some options next on Western Life Radio.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
More families are renting snowmobiles for a more affordable option for their winter adventures. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation tells us more.
Prices of snowmobiles can be expensive, especially to maintain on an annual basis. You got storage, you got trailers, you got other requirements, maintenance, and why not consider, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to possibly downsize and we're going to make this more of a rental experience and let our family members or youth, our son, daughter, or grandkids go out and participate. Well, we're going to do it through a rental. It's really, really convenient for a lot of people if they're visiting, say, a Strawberry Marina, or they're visiting the town of Bryan Head or Kelly or at Thunder Mountain Motorsport or Country Village or any one of those communities that offer or businesses that offer rentals. A good way to take that approach and still a great, great way to get out and experience some of Utah's treasured winter opportunities. And then you have others that have modified their motorcycles and have put on different kits. Some folks are also starting to experiment with their side-by-sides and putting on the winter track kits. And so we're starting to see a little more of a change of a traditional snowmobile experience and still recognizing that social value.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.